In this episode, you'll learn how to quickly change the trajectory of conflict at work by asking one critical question. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. Today, you'll get one question that will help you shift those negative workplace conflicts. Use this question and the ideas underneath it, and you'll build more collaboration, better problem solving, and get a reputation as a skillful leader people want to work with. To get into this, let's look at a mistaken question that most of us ask, and then we even double down on it when conflict heats up. So what's that mistaken question? Who's right? I have worked with so many organizations with smart, driven leaders who get bogged down in frustration and conflict because people dug in trying to prove that they're right. I literally have watched two accomplished C-suite leaders scream at each other in frustration because they wanted the other one to know that they're right. They were convinced, they didn't see why the other person wasn't getting it. And so, you know, screaming and shouting match ensues. And most workplace conflict feels urgent and important like that. You want to explain yourself, defend your idea, correct the misunderstanding, fix the problem, end the tension. I mean, I'm certainly there. I am no different than anybody else in this regard. I want to be right and I want other people to know I'm right. But the moment that you rush to solve the conflict before understanding what the conflict truly needs, things usually get harder. Because not every conflict needs the same thing to begin with. Sometimes the problem isn't the disagreement itself, it's the lack of trust underneath it. Sometimes you don't need a better argument, you need clearer expectations or criteria from the beginning. Sometimes the conversation's stuck because nobody's feeling heard. Sometimes you've talked long enough and it's really time to decide what happens next. When you can recognize which dimension is missing, you stop spinning in circles, you start making progress on these conversations. But as long as you're asking who's right, you can't solve conflict or shift it to collaboration and problem solving. To do that, you need a different question. So instead of asking, how do I win this conversation and prove that I'm right? Instead of that, you're going to shift to this question. What does this conflict or what does this conversation most need right now? That question will change everything. Now, there are four possible answers to that question about what does this conversation most need right now? And the answers are connection, clarity, curiosity, or commitment. When we're talking about connection, do people feel respected and safe enough to engage? With clarity, is everyone aligned and has a similar understanding of expectations and outcomes? With curiosity, that's are people trying to understand or just defend? And then with commitment, it's has the conversation produced a real agreement that we can follow through on? When you can spot that missing dimension, you stop escalating the wrong thing. A conflict that needs connection won't improve with more pressure. And if you do add more, it's just like throwing gasoline on a fire. Instead of the fire going out, it gets bigger. A conflict that needs clarity isn't going to improve with more emotion. A conflict that needs commitment isn't going to improve with another hour of discussion when you really need to create a feasibility plan and some specific follow-throughs. So you want to watch for the moment where you recognize your own default pattern. Most of us naturally tend to overuse one dimension or rather use another. Maybe you're the kind of person who wants to jump to commitment before people are heard. You're like action-oriented. You've heard a couple of, let's move on this. But we haven't necessarily been curious enough to get all the different perspectives in, and maybe curiosity is needed so that people aren't feeling ignored. And you're actually producing the best outcomes you can. If you over-focus on connection while avoiding hard clarity, I've worked with people who have done this before where, you know, we really need to focus on understanding each other and getting to know each other. When really that's not what's at issue. The reason we're having trouble here is because we are working from different premise. We don't have the same outcomes in mind, and we haven't spent the time figuring out what do those success criteria look like. And then there's people who just stay endlessly curious without ever deciding anything. So you can focus on any one of these too much when the other one is needed and you're throwing that gasoline on the fire. So knowing what your own tendencies are can be helpful here. The breakthrough is learning to recognize what the conflict actually needs next. So let's take a look at these. Number one, when connection is missing, everything feels harder. You can't solve a problem with someone who feels unseen, dismissed, or especially unsafe. And yet that's where a lot of conversations immediately go sideways. You jump straight into facts, logic, timelines, performance issues, while the other person is still wondering, you know, do you respect me? Are you against me? Are you in favor? Are you, you know, in support of my success too? Is this conversation going to embarrass me? Do you actually care what I think? And all of that's the atmosphere that the conversation is taking place in. So when connection's missing, even perfectly reasonable words can sound threatening. And you've probably experienced this yourself. Someone says something that technically the words are fine, but their tone, timing, or history with you makes it land poorly. Connection changes how people hear you. That's why one of the most powerful phrases in conflict can be the incredibly simple three words, "Tell me more." Not because it magically fixes everything, but because it signals something deeper, that I'm here to understand you, not overpower you. Sometimes the fastest way through conflict is truly slowing down long enough to make another human being feel like a human being again. So that's connection. Let's do number two, clarity. When clarity is missing, you get a lot of frustration. A surprising amount of conflict is confusion that's wearing emotional clothing, right? It's confusion about outcomes. You thought the deadline was obvious. They thought the priorities had changed. You assumed ownership was clear. They assumed someone else had it. You expected initiative, but they wanted direction. And now everyone's frustrated. One of the biggest reasons conflict drags on is that people argue about behavior before defining what a successful outcome will do. And you hear it all the time. This isn't working. Okay, well, what would work? If nobody can answer that question clearly, the conversation stalls out and it gets really frustrating. Clarity creates movement. That's why one of the best questions you can ask, and once you've identified, okay, I think we've got a lack of mutual understanding, clarity here, is what would a successful outcome do for you? Not, why are you just doing this? Why can't you just, what's your problem? The moment you create a shared understanding of what better looks like for everyone involved, conflict's far easier to navigate. When you ask that question, what would a successful outcome do for you? You uncover people's underlying interests, what they really need to achieve. And now you can start working on crafting solutions that do those things. It's an automatic way to establish some success criteria so that you have a way to evaluate potential outcomes. All right, this is what we need to achieve. We need to help you get home on time, and we need to help you look good in front of the executive team. Okay, let's figure out how to do that. Often our interests are not in conflict. We just haven't taken the time to surface them and work through them. Other times, you know, when you run into clarity here, you ask that question, what would a successful outcome do for you? And you discover people are working from very different scripts. That what they thought their manager said is different than what you heard. And so sometimes when you run into that, you're like, wow, okay, these really do seem incompatible or very different directions, but there's a common source. You can go back and get that clarity and have that conversation with that person. Hey, we've interpreted whatever you said differently. Can you help us figure out what we ought to be doing here or what success looks like? And then you can work through some solutions. All right, that's connection, clarity. Let's move to curiosity. When curiosity disappears, defensiveness takes over. This is the hardest dimension for most people, because when you feel frustrated, hurt, or disrespected, the first thing to disappear is usually curiosity. You stop trying to understand and you start trying to prove. And again, I can put myself at the front of the pack on this one. But curiosity is what unlocks stuck conversations. It's the kind of curiosity that says, you know, hey, I may not agree with you, but I genuinely want to understand how this looks from your perspective. Why? Because most people escalate when they feel cornered, and curiosity creates breathing room. And the hidden bonus here is that curiosity also regulates you. it's impossible to be furious and curious at the same time. As soon as you get curious, you're engaging that front part of your brain, and it naturally de-escalates some of the hold that your amygdala has. And that if you are furious or frustrated or defensive, all those strong emotions, as soon as we introduce some curiosity, it lessens the grip of all of those other emotions. And of course, then we're going to learn something. It's not that the best conflict navigators are necessarily calmer people. They're often just more curious. And of course, when you ask that question, how does this look from your perspective? And the answers you get, they're going to inform, you're going to expand your understanding. You have to. There's no way you're going to have the exact 100% same experience, same perspective as another human being. So you're always going to learn something when you ask that. And then number four, we've hit connection, clarity, curiosity. Finally, number four, commitment. When there's no commitment, conflict repeats itself, and it gets worse with every cycle. And this is where good conversations often fail. People connect, they clarify, they get curious, explore those perspectives, and then nothing changes. There's no decision, there's no ownership, there's no specific next step, so there's no follow-through. As a result, without commitment, conflict starts becoming emotional recycling. It's just going over and over again, and it gets worse every time. Trust erodes because we've talked about this 35 times and nothing ever changes. You revisit the same conversation again and again because nobody translated insights into action. That's why productive conflict eventually needs a question like, okay, what's one action we can both agree to here? Or let's recap what we're each committing to. And then getting some operational timeline around it. Okay, I hear us each committing to take this action, and then we're going to get together next Tuesday at noon and talk through the results and see how it's going. Do I have that right? Is that your understanding? We create some specific mutual agreement, something we can actually follow through on and hold ourselves accountable to. Otherwise, the tension's just going to quietly return when the thing doesn't happen and we haven't built in a time to talk about it. So there you have it. One question that will shift the trajectory of your negative, challenging workplace conflict conversations. Not who's right, but what does this conversation, what does this conflict need right now? Is this a connection issue, a clarity issue, a curiosity problem, or a commitment problem? Because when you bring that missing dimension into the conversation, people often soften quickly. It might surprise you just how quickly you can shift the tone. That changes the trajectory of the conversation. Conflict becomes less about winning, more about understanding and what's going to move things forward. And by the way, those two executives who were screaming at each other, they were both right. They really were. What their conversation needed in that case was a hefty dose of clarity. They'd been asked to achieve different outcomes. And once they were able and facilitated a conversation, sat down with the CEO, got everybody to align on priorities, then they could collaborate and lead their teams collaboratively. Because of course, that conflict was trickling all through both of their teams. And now the teams were having conflict with one another as well. So just one practical way that you can use these to move your organization, your teams forward. And if you want to equip the leaders in your organization with more human-centered leadership tools to stay focused on what matters most, collaborate better together, and achieve breakthrough results, give me a shout. You can email me at david.dye@letsgrowleaders.com. And let's talk. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you, ask, what does this conversation need right now? Look for one of those four dimensions and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.